Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. You are listening to the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. This is one of your co-hosts, Lynn Pender, and I am so excited that you've decided to join us. We are already the third Friday in June, and I have a phenomenal co-host, Leroy McKenzie Jr. Are you there, sir?
I indeed am. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it sounds like we have some feedback in the back. So if you all are trying to listen while you're on, you're going to have to mute yourselves because you're going to be able to hear that in the broadcast. So I'm going to ask that you not listen while you're actually doing the interview with us because you're going to hear that in the broadcast. But Leroy, it's a great day. It's a lot going on, but it is a blessed day. We have another fabulous Christian author that we are interviewing today, and I know, Leroy, you're going to tell us a little bit about who that author is in a minute. Well, I'll tell you what, Leroy, is it okay if I introduce him?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Now, before I introduce them, though, before I introduce them and ask the first question, I just want to let our listening audience know, Leroy, that you are going to be one of six male authors that's going to be representing the men of Christian Authors on Tour next weekend. Can you believe we're here already? June 26th, next weekend. I know, right? Can you believe it?
Already, this year is flying by. We are already 6 months into 2021. So yeah, so and I'm excited too. I'm excited for next week because it's the fellas' turn this month, celebrating fathers, celebrating men. And next week we have the opportunity to be able to do, as you said, Lynn, talk to some phenomenal men that are doing just some awesome things for the kingdom and in just in life in general.
Absolutely. So happy Father's Day to our guest author. Happy Father's Day to you. I know you are a father figure to many in your family, and we just thank God for you, Brother Leroy. We're excited that you're going to be part of the Men of CAOT Virtual Showcase, which is happening next Saturday, June 26th. We want you to come on in and register at www.christianauthorsontour.com, www.christianauthorsontour.com. Now, our guest author today is Christian author and business consultant Keon Lindsay. Keon Lindsay, a lifelong student of the Bible, has taught adult and youth Bible studies. He enjoys sharing insights from the Bible. His new book titled Seeking the Lord, A 30-Day Start to Your Journey, allows him to assist more people searching for the answers to life's important questions. A business consultant, project management professional, pilot, veteran, husband, and father, wow, this brother does it all. Keon grew up in Portsmouth, Virginia, and graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy. He earned a master's of science in aeronautical engineering from the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. We are so excited to have this brother on board. This is a live broadcast. If you have questions that you want to ask the author, you can call 563-999-3025. That's 563-999-3025. Now, welcome, Keon. How are you?
Me too. share some time with you today, and I'm happy to get to reach a wider audience for God's glory.
Amen. Amen. And we're so glad to have you on board. And I know Leroy and I are just excited. We're so honored to be able to interview guest authors like yourself. And I'm excited. Your title, Seeking the Lord, A 30-Day Start to Your Journey. Just tell us a little bit about why you chose that title and the significance of it.
Sure. The title really reflects the why behind the book. A few years ago, I was actually visiting my home church in Portsmouth, Virginia, and the pastor preached from Chronicles, the passage dealing with seeking the Lord. And it was a great sermon, but driving home on the radio, heard a different pastor talking about seeking the Lord as well. And having grown up in church, you know, I've heard that expression, very familiar with it. But hearing two sermons the same day about the same topic made me stop and think, do I really know what it means to seek the Lord? And long story short, that put me on a personal Bible study journey to understand what does it really mean to seek the Lord, you know, not just a term that might be thrown around in church. And so that leads to the title of the book.
That's a great, and I'm going to piggyback off of that. This is Leroy McKenzie, and I want to piggyback off of you giving the idea of what got you the title. Now, what made you go from hearing the two sermons on the same day to saying to understanding the title, but then also saying, "Wow, here's something that I need to write about"? Because had you written books prior to that? What had writing been a part of your life prior to that?
So a great question. Seeking the Lord is my first book. However, I did do kind of a newsletter or commentary monthly for a few years prior. I do enjoy writing. Of course, I enjoy reading as well. But my investigation of the topic, seeking the Lord, turned into a Bible study where I was really digging in, trying to understand some examples of people who were seeking the Lord, and I was blessed by it. I enjoy just getting into the Word, and I was having so much fun, I figured I should really write this down because it may bless other people as well. So it didn't start off as a book project, but it turned into that pretty quickly after I got going into the study. And I enjoyed the study so much, I did it during my morning devotions for about 2 years, just taking notes, and then took some time after that to, you know, organize those notes into something that other people could actually read as a book.
And that's good. Now, what's the message that you want the reader to come away with after they've read the book Seeking the Lord?
The main thing is that anyone can seek the Lord. How we do it individually may vary, you know, from one person to another. Some of the things that you would think are kind of obvious, you know, praying, reading the Bible, of course, that plays into how you seek the Lord. But I really enjoyed looking at different Bible characters to see the methods that they used to seek, both Old Testament and New Testament, and try to draw some life applications for how we could seek today, you know, in various aspects of our daily lives. And that's really the key. Seeking God is a daily thing. It's not something you do, you know, once a week, you know, one Sunday, or, you know, do a Bible retreat once a year or something like that. It's something you do each day, in big decisions as well as small everyday decisions. And, of course, there are real benefits.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Give 1 second. She should be able to.
Sit back
and
enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and
Okay. We got it. You can continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, so God made us So we should be seeking. The book talks about how, but also there are benefits to seeking the Lord, right? And it is, I'm not just talking about like earthly benefits of, you know, God blessing you with health or relationships or prosperity or things like that. The spiritual benefits turn into emotional benefits and those physical benefits as well. So you can see I'm kind of excited about the topic because I was really blessed going through the Bible study that led to the book.
Yeah, and I don't think that we as Christians understand. And you just pointed out something that it just peeked out on me. We don't when we think about talk about God and the perspective of benefits, we don't think of what we gain from the Lord. We always think in the physical sense. Like you mentioned, a lot of people think in the physical sense versus those other aspects and those other things that we gain spiritually from being from seeking the Lord and everything like that. And I don't think we as Christians pay enough attention to those particular attributes and benefits. Now, is that something within your 30-day journal that you get people to focus on and kind of think about as they're going through the book and the journal and the journey, and their journey rather?
Yes. So I do talk about that. Of course, the ultimate goal is getting close to God. You might think about David in the Psalms talked about, you know, spending time in God's house. You'd rather be a doorkeeper than, you know, do other things. He just wanted to be close to God. And that's the real huge benefit, being close to God, close to his heart. Because once you're there, you can imagine the perfect relationship with God the Father. I mean, it'll be perfect once we're in heaven, but we're getting closer as we seek, as we go through our days on earth. But there are kind of emotional benefits as well. Peace in your day-to-day life. You know, even, you know, lots of us in America, you know, we're real busy. There's stress here, stress there, problems. But just knowing from seeking God that he is bigger than all our problems gives us that peace that we can trust him with whatever is going on. You know, he knows what's best. He will carry us through. And ultimately, you know, there's perfect peace and rest in heaven. Right. And that makes a big difference because it lowers your stress level.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to worry about every single thing.
Yeah. Cause I know for me personally, with everything that's going on in the world today, if I didn't have God in my life, you want to talk about not having peace. It would drive, I don't understand how people can't have God in their life right now, because it would just drive me absolutely crazy. Just thinking about all of the turmoil, all of the craziness that's going on in the world today, and not have that peace within myself because of, like you said, who I'm connected to and who I'm always seeking. So that's really, I think, great for people to think about when it comes to thinking outside of the physical benefits of being with the Lord. Let me ask you this: what advice would you give? Go ahead.
Oh, before you ask the next question, let me give you just a quick real example of peace from God. So with the pandemic, you know, lots of crazy things going on, stress and worry. My mom passed away at the end of 2020. She was a great prayer warrior, strong Christian, really spoke into my life. And, you know, it's very painful whenever we lose someone that's close, you know, especially a mother or a father. And I felt that pain, but I immediately had peace from God because the two things. First, she knew him, so I know she's enjoying her rewards in heaven. Right. So that was a comfort for me.
Right.
I didn't have to worry about mom. But then knowing that I knew the Lord, I will see her again. Right. It's not just a, you know, something people say at a funeral. It's real, because I know from my own experience seeking the Lord that he takes care of his own and that heaven is real. Right. Whereas, like you said, other folks, you know, they've lost relatives for whatever reason, whether due to the pandemic or not. you know, I don't really see how people can keep going without knowing the Lord and being able to lean on Him and have Him carry them through. Right. So it was it was painful, but I was comforted by the Lord through the whole process, right? And then I'm able to share with the rest of my family to bring God's comfort to them, right? And I'm not a super saint, but I just was able to share what God had given to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I felt that same way because I lost my father back in 2012. And I always remember I had a conversation with him several years prior to that, and we were just talking. We had a conversation, and I told him, I said, because he was getting up in the age and everything like that. And I always told him, I said, Dad, I said, your mom are going to pass on. I said, I'm going to have my, I said, I'm going to cry. I said, I'm going to boo-hoo and everything like that. I said, but what I know is and have come to understand that is that we all have to go through that. That's the cycle of life. So I've come to recognize that. And you go through the grieving process, but like you, the comfort in me was knowing that one, he knew the Lord, loved the Lord. He was a pastor. So I knew where he was going, you don't have to worry about them. You just know that they're looking down on us and understanding, that is a part of life. And yeah, you miss them when things come around and those kinds of things like that. But I know for me, my father's always with me in my heart and his memories. Shoot, I can look in the mirror because I look just like him. So I often see him in my reflection and everything like that. So that gives you that peace. Having God in our lives gives us that peace when we have those kind of losses that we experience here in this world on this side and everything like that. So,
right.
Let me ask you, was it difficult for you to write this book, Seeking the Lord?
Actually, no, it was not difficult because I do enjoy just kind of researching things. I'm one of those folks where if I hear something new, I may hop on the internet to try to find out what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy, like I say, kind of sitting down with the Bible, getting out a Bible dictionary to help explain something that I don't understand, and just trying to find Bible verses that relate to other ones. So I really enjoy that kind of that research, that digging in aspect of it. And then writing is kind of fun as well. Writing is a real work, but it's enjoyable.
Absolutely. Now, what advice would you have for an aspiring author, someone who says, I have this book that I got in my mind, but I'm just not quite sure how to go about putting those pieces together for the puzzle? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, that's a great question, because this was my first book. And, while I could do research, right, I could have a bunch of notes, but turning into something that other people would want to read, that was a challenge. So there's a couple things I would say. First of all, just try to organize your thoughts in a way that someone else could understand it, and then definitely get help. Ask someone who may be familiar with the topic, or if it's, fiction or whatnot, someone who likes, fictional things, just to take a look at it and give you that initial feedback. Be open to criticism. I had several friends read through, the draft version of my book and told them, you can bleed all over it. You can tell me it stinks, give me the truth, right, so I can make it better. So be open to criticism, but definitely get help from other writers, their writing communities, and definitely any other authors, especially Christian authors, right, because we can share our experience with each other. No matter the type of book you're doing, or if you're trying to do a self-publishing, or you'll find an agent, things like that.
No, and that's good advice, and especially all of that, but especially to we as authors, we have to be open to criticism and understand that we're not going to write the perfect book. There are going to be things that we need that we may need to tweak, or that we may have to kind of change around or switch and everything like that. So we have to be open. I think the more open we are, the better our projects, I think, become, because we allow other people's views to kind of be fused with ours. And because if you're only looking at it through your lens, then, you know, you're not going to see the flaws that may be in it and everything else too. So I love that advice,
right,
that you
right.
that you give.
Yeah.
That is truly key.
Yeah, and if you're only looking through, you know, your perspective, that's kind of a very narrow audience, right?
Yeah.
you need to consider what other people would enjoy reading, or would, you know, something that would challenge others. Writing can be a big process and project. Like I said, there's lots of resources, whether online or in person, to tell you, you know, kind of some steps to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually you get to the cover and the marketing. Get help. Don't try to do it yourself. There's lots of expertise out there that's available.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Lynn asked you this question to begin, which about the title and how you came up with the title. But I'm gonna put a spin on that. I'm gonna ask you, what does seeking the Lord mean to you?
That's a great question. And let me reference some of the things that I discovered. Because my first thought when thinking about the topic was, do the words, you know, seek the Lord mean anything, you know, deeper than, you know, just seek? And I actually found the Bible words, like the Old Testament, you know, the Hebrew and the New Testament, Greek, they had a couple of different meanings, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Old Testament, the word seek meant to search, you know, like your little, mm-hmm. like, you know, hide and go seek, you know, to actually look for something.
Uh-huh.
So seeking the Lord, are you actually looking for the Lord? Are you searching for him? Searching for what he wants you to know and have. Another meaning of the Old Testament word was to follow, right? And it's like, you know, following in someone's footsteps, just following the path. And I'm sure you probably know the verse, Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So seeking God means actually following him, following his commands.
Mm-hmm.
And in the New Testament, seek can literally mean just that, to seek, but there's a kind of implication there of to worship. So to desire something so much that you want to pursue it, right? So almost like worshiping and then desiring. So something that I got out of the study was just knowing different aspects of seeking the Lord, from just desiring him to following in his word and his will, to looking for where is God in this scenario, where is the Lord in, you know, this passage. That has been really helpful to me. And then something I had fun doing in the book was looking at different Bible characters, you know, real life people, and seeing how did they seek, right? And then I tried to bring some of that forward to today. For example, Abraham, well familiar with him, you know, God called him from his home to go someplace he'd never been before. You know, in the ancient world, he traveled, you know, hundreds of miles, maybe thousands of miles, you know, no maps, no bus, no railway, no first class seat, no airplane, right? He was walking across the desert with his possessions and family. But he was seeking God just through believing that God was going to give him that promised land, right? And someone else, one of my kind of favorite characters was Bezalel. I remember Moses had him build the temple, I mean the tabernacle, you know, the Ark of the Covenant and all those things at Mount Sinai. Bezalel, not really a famous guy, but he was seeking the Lord just through using his talents and abilities build those crafts, those projects, right? The Ark of the Covenant, you know, made out of gold. And he's doing this in the desert, right? He didn't have a factory. He's doing all this stuff by hand. And it kind of reminds me of my dad. He does lots of things by hand. He loves to build, restore, create. But he's not a very outgoing person to go do a speech, you know, in front of someone.
Mm-hmm.
but he'll help you with the talents that God has given him. So just, it was really neat to see that you can seek the Lord through different ways, such as helping other people, you know, or, you know, maybe like Moses giving a sermon, right? That was really inspiring.
Wow, and that's great. Now, you only have a few minutes left, but I want you to give your contact information for how people can actually purchase the book or connect with you in regards to other aspects of your business as well.
Yes. So I do have a website. It's my first and last name, KeonLindsay.com. That's KeonLindsay.com. And there you can get more information about the book, Seeking the Lord. It's available on Amazon, either paperback or as a e-book. And my contact information is there as well. You can send me an email or sign up for my newsletter. And you'll also be able to learn about some future books that are in the planning process.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's awesome. That is awesome. And now, are those future projects along the same lines of Seeking the Lord?
Similar. They are kind of topical Bible studies that could be used as devotionals. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Where I'll look at a certain theme and find, you know, topics that relate to that theme, see how the Bible discusses them, and then how they can help us in our day-to-day lives. For example, the next book that I'll publish is titled Messages from Heaven, you know, 30 mm-hmm. Messages from God to You. And it will be a 30-day devotional just showing some of the messages, some of the important themes and ideas that God has for us to help us grow spiritually, to get over, you know, challenges, both physical or spiritual challenges, and get closer to Him.
Wow.
Wow, that's good now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that the fact that it's going to be a Bible study. This has been a phenomenal interview. You guys, just listening to the information you shared has been amazing. And so, Keon, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be part of the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Leroy, for having me, and thanks for all the work you do to support Christian authors. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, and Leroy, my brother from another mother. Thank you so much for stepping up today. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you and our listening audience.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Yes. And Leroy, again, I want to shout out to you and the other brothers that are going to be participating next weekend. So our listening audience, there's still time for you to register. It is absolutely free. The Men of Christian Authors on Tour virtual showcase is happening next Saturday, June 26th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can register online at www.christianauthorsontour.com. And that's a wrap for us, everybody. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks a lot, Lynn. And Keon, thank you so much as well.
All right. Thank you. Again, I really appreciate it. And God bless you all.
And God bless you, yes. And to our listening audience, thank you. The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Until next time, God bless everybody.